All right, we try to look at something in Baptist history or someone in Baptist history each morning. And this morning we're going to look at Paul Levine, who some of you may know the name, well-known evangelist during our time. Paul Levine was a son of Swedish immigrants, and he was born in Rock Island, Illinois, just outside of Rockford, on October 13, 1914. He was the 12th child in the family, and Paul's mother never learned English very well, but she was a godly lady, and she led him to the Lord at the age of four, and then proceeded then to really ground him in the Word of God. She was really versed in Scripture and taught him well. When he was 16, he was sent to Iowa to a Christian school for 1 year in Boone, Iowa. And while he was there in that school, there was a revival service, and revival broke out among the students for some time. And in 1930, during one cold winter night, Paul surrendered his life to the Lord for full-time service. He began preaching almost immediately, and he stood out even as a young, very young man. This is in the Depression, so he was invited by many pastors to come preach even as a very young man. When he went back to his home after that year, he continued to preach in the Rockford area, Northern Illinois area. And because it was the Depression, actually, Dr. Levine never was able to attend Bible college. But he spent a lot of time, I remember his testimony, spending a lot of time in personal study, just an inordinate amount of time personally as a young man reading. And I believe the Holy Spirit taught the young man and directed and blessed him during that time. As I said, this was the days of the Great Depression. And this young evangelist, as he finished school and headed out just as an 18, 19-year-old, it was a very difficult living. But again, God blessed, God was faithful, and gave him meeting after meeting, even as a very young man. When he was 19, he invited the blind singer Bob Finley to join him. And so this team would travel now for the next 30 or 40 years as evangelists. And we knew them as Paul and Bob, and you may know that name. Some of you will remember Paul and Bob. As I said, they crossed the country preaching the gospel for over 40 years. Paul married, Dr. Levine married in 1936. His wife Dorothy became an integral part of that evangelistic team. And as I said, you know, it was during the Depression. Many of these evangelistic meetings were held in tents and in empty buildings. As I said, he became more and more well-known to pastors, and they would be on the road for most of the year traveling. God used Dr. Levine in many unique ways. One of the ways was he was asked to write an article or two for a Christian magazine, and because of that, someone asked him to put some of his thoughts into the form of a tract and to maybe write some tracts. And so he began to write a few tracts, and they became so popular that it led to the establishment of a tremendous tract ministry, which continues even to this day. But in 1938, Bible Tracts Incorporated was begun. It said Paul, most of these tracts were really just maybe consolidations of his sermons, and he wrote over more than 40 tracts. But in those days, it said that Paul would write the tracts, the printing press would print them off, Dorothy would fold the tracts, and they would send them out. And his idea was, his philosophy was, he wanted to have tracts available free of charge to anybody, any Christian servant that wanted or needed the tracts. And I believe even to this day, Bible Tracts does not charge a penny and never has. And understand here that he wrote over 40 tracts. By today, recently, the number was 528 million tracts in more than 100 different languages that Dr. Levine wrote. Perhaps the best known of his tracts is a tract called The New Birth. It's a little booklet, almost one of his sermons. And I think second only to God's Simple Plan of Salvation, that has been used to lead more people to the Lord than any other tract. And you may know those tracts, and we still use Bible Tracts even today. Paul and Bob began even a radio ministry that lasted for the rest of their lives. In Nebraska, he was preaching an evangelistic meeting, and a pastor there introduced him to Dr. Bill Rice. And Dr. Rice began using Dr. Levine in his, especially for his youth meetings, his youth camp, youth weeks at the Bill Rice Ranch. And so for over 30 years, maybe as many as 35 years, Dr. Levine was the anchor, really, of the summer weeks there at the Bill Rice Ranch. That is where maybe some of you will have heard, some of you older folks would have heard when the church used to go down to Bill Rice Ranch in the summer, would have heard Paul and Bob at that time. And literally thousands of young people were saved, called into Christian service because of Dr. Levine's ministry there at the Bill Rice Ranch. Bob, the singer, Bob died in the 70s. Dr. Levine continued in evangelism even beyond that, and the Lord took him home on September 7th, 1996, after a long bout with cancer. Towards the end of his life, he said this, and Dr. Levine was true to the Lord and just a tremendous man of God until his death. Towards the end of his life, he challenged Christians with this, and I thought this is really appropriate even for us today. And he probably wrote this about 20 years ago, but he said, "I believe this is a great hour of opportunity, and all evangelists, pastors, and Christians of sound separated churches ought to go all out in soul winning, knocking on doors, extensive bus ministries, and forget all about why you can't see many people saved these days." And what a appropriate or apropos statement for even today, as we are told that it can't be done that way anymore. And I personally remember Paul and Bob as they came to our church when I was a young boy, and today I can remember. In fact, when I was online researching some of this, there's his recordings around. I don't know if anybody remember Paul and Bob. Those of you maybe somebody. He played the mandolin, and it was just a unique instrument, you know. So he played the mandolin. He accompanied the singing with that. Bob would accompany himself. He had a great tenor voice. Would accompany himself with a guitar, and they were just tremendous blessings to churches all across the country. And I remember as a boy, and as I went back and studied, you know, went online and looked at some of their things and listened to some of the recordings, I was reminded of all the songs that I remembered that they taught us when they'd come to our church for the week, and just a tremendous influence across the country. And this morning I want to thank the Lord for Dr. Paul Levine and his ministry, which of course still lives on in Bible tracts, and I want to thank the Lord for him today.